Chanakya Kautilya was a 300 BCE alumnus of the Takshashila University at Taxila. He is known for his epic Sanskrit exposition Arthashastra, an empire-running guidebook. In 1532, Niccolo Machiavelli authored his epic political treatise The Prince. Emanating from it, the term Machiavellian remains synonymous with double-dealing, treachery, and deceit. Noted German philosopher and jurist Max Weber asserts in his famous essay Politics as a Vocation, "Truly radical Machiavellianism, in the popular sense of that word, is classically expressed in Indian literature in the Arthashastra of Kautilya. Compared to it, Machiavelli's The Prince is harmless." Written 1800 years before Machiavelli was born, Chanakya propagated the Raj Mandala as a governing model. Based on collusion, spies, assassinations, and destruction through misinformation, it also advocated the necessity of murdering family members to gain or retain power. One of Chanakya's favorite maxims was, "Your neighbor is your natural enemy and the neighbor's neighbor is your friend." Tellingly, Delhi's diplomatic enclave was named Chanakyapuri a few years after independence. Since independence, Pakistan has borne the brunt of India's Chanakyan machinations. India still gloats about dismembering Pakistan. It has, apart from fomenting terrorism, also undertaken a spate of killings targeting Sikh and Kashmiri leaders here. Pakistan stood vindicated when Kulbhushan Jadhav, an Indian naval officer, was arrested in Balochistan and admitted to acts of terrorism. Based on reports from the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held India responsible for Sikh leader Hardeep Singh Najjar's murder. The U.S. charged a former Indian intelligence officer, Vikash Yadav, for attempting to have Sikh dissident Gurpatwant Singh Panyun assassinated on its soil. India is also blamed for the murder of Sikh activist Avtar Singh Khanda in Britain. India has been dubbed the disinformation capital of the world. The World Economic Forum's 2024 Global Risk Report ranks India as the number one purveyor of disinformation. India Hate Lab, a Washington-based research group, describes Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah as the most frequent purveyors of hate speech. Muslims are the main target, with 98.5% of recorded instances of hate speech directed against them. In December 2020, EU Disinfo Lab unearthed India's 15-year-long subterfuge operation of undermining Pakistan through 500 fake media outlets operating in 95 countries. This audacious campaign saw forged EU documents fed to the UN and global news outlets. Amplifying this fake barrage, ANI, India's largest news agency, created reports based on this feed and disseminated it to a global audience. Despite these incriminating revelations by the Brussels-based organization, bizarrely, Pakistan was subjected to punitive measures like placement on the FATF's grey list. Modi reveled in his unbridled Chanakyan power.